His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. We start off, as we always do, with the latest COVID-19 numbers for our immediate tri-state area. Still no change in Sharon's numbers as of yesterday afternoon. We here at Robin Hood Radio don't know what's going on, but obviously someone has got to inform Sharon's town government and Sharon's residents what's going on with these numbers once and for all. Give the real numbers or explain why the current figure and its incredible jump from 3 days ago happened. Meanwhile, checking other places in the northwest corner of Connecticut, Falls Village, none, Cornwall, 4, Kent, 7, New Milford, 254, Norfolk, 9, North Canaan, 5, Salisbury, 10, and Sharon stays at 33, Torrington at 458. In Dutchess County, the local area, Amenia is less than 5, Clinton, 10, Dover down to 18, Milan, 11, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and the town of Northeast, less than 5. Pawling, 28. Pawling Village, 9. Pine Plains, 8. Red Hook, 9. Red Hook Village, less than 5. Rhinebeck, 63. Rhinebeck Village, 7. Stanford, less than 5. Tildley Village, less than 5. And Washington, less than 5. In Columbia County, as of 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, unfortunately, they had their 29th resident pass away from COVID-19. 353 positive cases. One of those cases from actually belonged to another county, by the way. 165 of those cases have recovered. 18 of the positive cases are hospitalized. One of those hospitalized are in ICU. They have received 3,526 test results for Columbia County residents. 156 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 4 under precautionary quarantine. The Connecticut Broadcasters Association has received a supply of protective masks from the Connecticut National Guard, and the Connecticut National Guard will be delivering them to radio stations on Tuesday, May 26, between 11 and 3 p.m., and a backup window of 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesday, the 27th. The masks are for use by radio station employee only, as they have a role as essential employees. We here at Robin Hood Radio tip the cap and say thank you to the National Guard. New Vance Health Hospitals and Ambulatory Care Centers in Danbury, New Milford, Norwalk, and Sharon are now reopening for elective surgeries and endoscopy procedures starting as of yesterday. As the region observes a decrease in the rate of new COVID-19 infections, in accordance with the governor's executive order, staff at Danbury Hospital, New Milford Hospital, Norwalk Hospital, and Sharon Hospital have been preparing for weeks now to resume a limited number of elective surgeries and procedures, starting with high-priority patients and those most acutely in need. All facilities are employing stringent CDC-based enhanced cleaning and sterilization regimens and enforcing proper use of PPE. Social distancing will be maintained in common areas, and all patients, visitors, and staff must wear masks. Any COVID-19 patients in the hospitals will be treated in a separate area. New Vance Health virtual visit care options are expanded to keep unnecessary patients out of the facilities. Patients whose care was postponed are being contacted to schedule appointments. For more information, you can contact your physician directly or visit newvancehealth.org/safecare. Well, the battle lines are set for November's elections. Maria Horn will be going up against Brian Oler in a rematch of 2 years ago. And David Gronbach, an attorney who works for a biotech company and was a former mayor of New Milford from 2015 to 2017, is the Democratic challenger to incumbent Senator Craig Miner in the November election. So those battle lines have now been set. In a story in the Lakeville Journal, the North Canaan Board of Finance met Wednesday and received the budget proposals for the town and the school. This year, because of COVID-19, towns are not holding town meetings. The selectmen are in charge of approving both the municipal and education budgets. Alicia Roy, the principal of North Canaan Elementary School, explained the school budget to the finance board members. She reported the budget will not increase from last year's budget. First Selectman Charles Perotti said that in a municipal budget, there are some salary increases due to the hiring of a new building inspector, and there's an increase in trash hauling fees at the transfer station. The budget for legal fees is also higher. The proposed budget for 2020 and 21 totals $2,779,143. That's an increase from the current year's appropriation of $2,625.49. And once again, we have to say long to a standard name in our area. Ralph Dusty Sandmeyer, Jr., 73, of Cornwall Bridge, passed away surrounded by his family on May 13th after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Parkinson's Foundation or United Church of Christ Congregational in Cornwall. Tully Brothers Funeral Home, Ewing Chapel in Venice, Florida, is handling those arrangements. Well, for the last 24 summers, the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon hosted the area's premier literary event, its annual summer book signing. Since crowds are not gathering this year, the library is taking the event online as a series of virtual author events, collectively known as Book Signing 2.0. The first event will be May 29th, and it will continue throughout the summer. Authors who have been slated for the summer book signing with a presentation or reading followed by a moderated Q&A session. Quote, we're delighted that the book signing 2.0 will have the same variety of authors and subjects that we presented our summer book signing, end quote. That comes from the director of the library. Like the summer book signing, they are also ticketed events, which offer an option to purchase the book with a signed book plate available by mail or pickup after the event. The first group is scheduled for Fridays at 7 p.m. Premiering the series on Friday, May 29th at 7 p.m. will be Daniel Leader discussing his newest book, Living Bread. Known as the founder of Bread Alone in Rhinebeck, New York, he considers himself a student of bread baking, even though his new book is a James Beard Award nominee at Lowe's from Bread Alone. Are shipped all over the country. Living Bread looks at the state of bread baking today, from farming to kneading, sourdough to whole grain. The book's combination of art and science is like yeast for the enthusiastic home baker. More information is available. Tickets are also available at hotchkisslibrary.org. The Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation and the Mohican Tribe have announced they will begin reopening their casinos in June. Mohican Sun and Foxwood will reopen portions of their casinos to the public Monday, June 1st. New safety protocols have been established for the opening. The governing body that writes the rules for the majority of high school athletes in the United States released guidelines yesterday that provide a detailed roadmap for return to sports amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Federation of State High School Sports Associations released a 16-page document that outlines a safe return to high school sports. The document lists precautionary measures that must take place before any contact play resumes and says that until a valid treatment or vaccine is available or herd immunity is reached, preventive measures such as social distancing and face coverings should be used if practices or games are to take place in the fall. In Great Barrington, a company's plans for private parking downtown were foiled on Monday. Town officials said the lot does not provide enough benefit to the town to outweigh the negatives. The select board's decision also sunk the Tirico's family plans to sell their 11 School Street property to Phillips International Holding Corporation for construction of that lot. In a 4-1 vote, a special permit sought by Phillips to raise the building, the board rejected the proposal on a number of grounds that boiled down to insufficient tax revenue to the town and a conflict with the town's master plan guidelines for downtown development that includes housing and amenities. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. Remember, 7 days a week, they have the hot dog cart out for lunch in front of the Interlaken from 11:30 until 2. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 369.04 yesterday, starting off today at 24,575.90. The NASDAQ starts off today at 93.75.78 and the S&P 500 at 29.71.61. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.